Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second, the second baseman, Frank White. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth, the DH, Darryl Porter. Batting seventh, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second, the first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth, the DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Jim Morrison. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball four. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Bannister scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura fires to first and has Lemon trapped. There's the throw to Potek, who tags Lemon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gura, and towards White, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Way then reaches second base with a double. Cowan scores. Scott moves to third. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morrison moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Patek hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naiarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naiarodny is 0 for 2 in the game. Naiarodny hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Howard now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to third for the out. Cowens moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter is walked intentionally. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Porter moves to third. It's 6-1, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.